got us into a war. We pulled out.
I think we should end it anyway. Do that.
And then the only way they knew how to end it is to mock all the sacrifices they imposed on the American people.
Oh, if we have to do that, I'll be prepared to do that. And I said that way, it'll be, I intend to be awfully rough on the war in any event. We're going to set us in, we got them out. That's right.
Because in any event, you'll have all the drafties.
I'm so tired of this damn nitpicking. Thursday from 8 to 9.
They work on those. At first they said Sunday from 10:30 to 11.
Yeah, I know.
said, above all the Russian people, that for the Russian people it means that there is a solid basis for our relationship, and it's a tremendous signal to our people to have the president and the Kremlin. And I think that's right.
Thank you. shouldn't do this. And I said, well, fine, the president's going to do it. Now put it together on that basis. Well, then everybody changed their mind and decided it was a good idea to do it. I mean, it was...
Who says?
The domestic council. That whole... They had a big meeting about it. You know, Chuck said they were meeting. They said Schultz said no, and Cotney said no, and all the people said no, and now it turns out they all say yes. It's one of those where nobody wants to fight it. Thursday and morning on Tuesday or Wednesday. It may have to be morning.
Well, if it's morning.
It may not be in session.
In morning, not too damn early then. Get it to, say, 11:30. 11. 11 o'clock. Just have me alone with it. Don't invite Pat to
the table. Oh, sure.
Because I don't think that they should. Well, unless you think you should do it.
No,
I think basically we're better off.
It's a businessman, not a social function.
That's right.
You should not. I think you should go right over there, go into the hall, give your speech, walk out, and come back.
You know, I'm impressed by this Sanchez. What a nice man.
He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Hell, yes. He grew up in a migrant camp, and he's a good Mexican. But he's more than a Mexican. He's a fine man.
He's
fighting our battle.
He's a good political.
I called him in, I said, I just want you to know. Personal speech.
Yeah.
I said, I want you to know that you, that I've been watching, and that you like what you're doing here. We know it's a tough job, and so forth. And I said, you can't out-promise the other fellow, but just say, I said, two, one, you got to demonstrate that you got heart. Two, you've got to demonstrate that we're honest. And three, that we'll produce. We won't promise as much as the other fellow, but we'll produce if we really care. And I said, it's hard as hell to do, but that's your job. And I said, I want you to know that you're here, and we have you in this job, not just because of your Spanish-speaking background, but because we think you're qualified, and that we have you in mind for another position once this one's finished. Right. Just play our guys right to the shape.
Because this is a hell of a good guy.
Yeah.
And he said,
sir,
maybe an honest Mexican, which is hard to come by.
Is he a lawyer?
I don't think so.
No, that is sort of an interesting thing to do. The woman that National Cancer Kid came in, Ann Landers, and she has written me a letter about Julie. She's seen her. Great kid. She's all they do. And so I was rather nice to her, this kid, 18 years of age, he's got leukemia for 10 years. I don't know if he's alive anymore. But it was a rather warm meeting. As they all started to truck out of the place, his parents, I had his parents with me, he's the usual, kicked him down. They kicked him up. He said he sort of almost kicked him, but he had long hair and all the rest. He said, I just want you to know, he said, I think you're a hell of a guy.
Well, isn't that great?
I don't know where Andrew's caught her. But you know, this is the kind of thing that happens very often in here. You know, it's not just here, to be honest, but it's this, if you want to get the warm thing across, if anybody wanted to write it about, it would be easy, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Can you imagine what that, if that happened to Kennedy Schiff, they would have that on every minute, every one of the networks tonight would be a minute on. I thought it was quite moving.
That's coming from the heart. That's
yeah.
The guy who is reacting to you as if you
got it. When he first came in, he was coming in with his awe and all the rest. On this, I want to talk about birthday calls and the rest. Could you see a pollster coming for me?
Okay, that.
I just think that was my earlier thing, but I just think I'm not going to have it anymore.
That's
I think it was a great idea. And I'm not sure we should write people letters congratulating them on their birthday.
We should, except for a major milestone.
Somebody I know well.
Or a milestone birthday. But somebody you know, you should know them, at least know them a little to write them off. You shouldn't write anybody you don't know, unless it's the 100th birthday, you know, or something like that. 75th wedding anniversary.
He's done so much work on this, I really should have.
I
rather think that the fellow
work on that is not at all wasted, because if I just recall all kinds of other
I may say something, I don't think I'm not calling senators or congressmen anymore either.
It's only
let me say that
I would like one. miners. We're doing a batch of those.
Right.
Four or five of those every day.
Don't you think that's it?
Oh, Jesus, they...
You hear about it?
More of a stir around here. It's people say, my God, the president sent me. They call and send notes back. Thank you.
Well, say, well,
I didn't know you.
Thank you very much for your donation. I said,
yeah, well, that's a little awkward because some of them will catch up with you.
I'm sorry.
You can send them. Play by that one, all right.
And whenever you see something where you know that if I saw it, I would send a note. Right. Send a note. And I wanted you to know how much I appreciated this.
Well, and it means something that, see, the heads of offices are looking for these things now. When you got a guy in the GSA or something who's done a good job on some big project or stayed up
all night. I learned that you've done such a fine job, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it.
I've heard of the outstanding job you did on the such and such.
Well, Bob, almost, I even remember as vice president, I got about five or six letters from Eisenhower. Hell, I saved every goddamn one.
Sure.
Every one.
You know damn well, any of those people who get a letter from the president, they're going to save it. It's a very big thing.
Why, I was really impressed with San Jose. I like you.
Good.
Just like you. Invited to the Mexican dinner. Over the year, Rose, two or three other names called her in while she was here. It's, you know, I mean, that's the names here. You've got it.
Very good.
Matt Wells, of course, should be invited.
Heard we love some tamales.
I'm going to have a can. Well, I want to check out my old Fred Waring on that one. I think that would be a nice one. You've got to have him sometime. You know, he's got a sing songs and it's safe and it's Carney Middle America.
Good.
But
you
think he's all right?
I think he's great.
I've always liked him. Eisenhower had him once, Bob, and pressed the precipice all over him.
They will be able to do.
Like up in his inn, is that it?
Yeah.
Is he in?
No, I got you. No, but he gets a big crowd when he puts on a show. He's in with people.
Is he really?
Sure. He did his day out here at the Kennedy Center. He did a show here.
Why, Mrs. Eisen, Mrs. Walmer, speaking of Kennedy Center, she said it's disgusting that they named it. No, she's not mad at Kennedy. She liked Jack because he got her to the White House.
Yeah.
She liked Mom. It's disgusting. She said they got this. Mom, like the whole country and everything in there. They act as if it's their own place. You know, incidentally, if you've not been able to do it,
we're getting
that ferry that runs it.
We're getting it. I think we have it now.
On what ground?
In confidence.
But who's going to get to fight the vote and how?
The Roger Stevens is afraid to. He set up a personnel committee with the trustees.
Yeah.
And we loaded the personnel committee.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you that Don Bob, and of course there are two of kind, but that fellow is a hell of an impressive man. At his sentence, he's a straight talking guy. And been in the labor movement 40 years. And he's our friend. He's got to go Bob, you refer to me as Meathead. I said, no, Meathead.
He toned his language down for you today, Mr. President, but he uses very, very colorful language. He's referring to me.
You think he's going to stick with us through the election?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, he's a good friend.
Oh, his people are terrific, too.
And he can, I think you'll have a few of them in the line, too, won't he?
No question. I'm sorry that it takes so damn long to tell you something. I mean, it's,
oh, I love it.
Did it?
Well, look, I did it for another reason. He knows that a breakfast takes an hour.
Yeah.
He had an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he'd go out and say to the president, and when Steve came in, I said, no, I'm going to wait. You know, and he knows.
Oh, he was very impressed with that. Yes, sir. He said, when he got outside, he said, I'm sorry. He said, I know I talked too much. And I said, no, that's the president, I can tell. He would have, if he had not wanted to listen, he would have, I would have been able to tell. He was, no, he's right.
His advice and the long charm.
Oh, he loved that. He said, he mentioned that going out. He said, now, you just tell the president, he said, anything I can do to help in that area, I want to do. It's great.
That's great.
He's a colorful guy.
He is. Oh, I like him. I hope we can keep the line of the building trades. I said, I want to keep these unions from all jumping the trains. That his point about
Fitz's with us. And me knowing that and worried about Fitz's leverage over Woodcock. See, he's Woodcock getting out front endorsing Muskie. And recognizes that, Meany recognizes, that after the Democratic Convention, if by any chance Muskie should come out as the nominee, he, Meany, will not have the leverage with the Democratic, you know, with the White House. Woodcock will be number one in labor.
Right.
Hence, he precipitates a crisis which Woodcock has no option but to join. And is now trying like hell to bring Woodcock into the AFL-CIO, so that if Muskie were to be nominated for any of these, Meany would control Woodcock, which would be the entree of Muskie.
The other thing that's valid, that's interesting, he said that Meany was, he called Robert Lewis, said he was totally, what did he say, power, what was it, as a member, he said,
yeah.
Arbiter.
Well, he was used,
he cares about power. Total
and has no constituency. Of course, what he told me on the telephone last week, which is the one thing that sends George Meany out of his mind, is he said, I'm not going to come to talk to you. He said, you don't have any members. For one thing, it drives me crazy.
It says this to
Meany,
yeah.
Well,
you have any members.
He's got a constituency of 112. Yeah. Even presidents, that's all.
But Meany is so corrupt for you with these people ordering them. I want you to come. He said, I'm not coming. I can imagine that was an explosive conversation. But listen, check that Columbia Country Club.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who the hell. I don't know anybody out there anymore.
We've been trying, but we haven't won it.
Columbia.
We've been trying. That's because Meany belongs to Columbia.
Does he want to belong to Columbia, or would he like to go to Burning Tree?
Well, that would one-up Meany, because Meany is in Columbia, but wants to get in Burning Tree and camp. Fitz wants to get into Columbia just so he can be on a par with Meany.
Yeah,
Burning Tree. Oh, I one up on. I mean, Burning Tree would
try. I try Burning Tree too, but I don't know if they always can. Columbia.
But we went over the whole list, Mr. President, about a month ago, and there wasn't anybody that was.
Probably no. Columbia isn't much. Is the place you? It's
well,
either Burning Tree.
But I belong there. Take care.
Yeah, but it isn't. Just playing Columbia is pretty sort of second level.
Now he said to me going out. He said I. He said he's been wanting to bring in Joe Petrolia from New York, and
yeah.
Schlesing and Moan and all those guys, and Miller, and sit down and talk some hard politics with me. And I just haven't had time, but he said going out, he said, I want to set this up in the next 2 weeks. And he said, we're just going to line up the executive council. And he said, we've already got the word out around the country, which is true. George Bell went out to meet with all the Western Ohio business agents of all the unions. Eastern Ohio, under the auspices of our friend in Pittsburgh, Galtieri. And he said every teamster to a man stood up and said, well, I'm the next. Just unanimous. Every teamster operative in Ohio. So Fitz is, he's a deadly serious fellow. He says something, he sticks to it.
Well,
I was awfully happy.
They could be a hell of a lot of help.
I was awfully happy you mentioned that Hoffa thing, because that's been on his mind.
He
wanted.
Well, I got some air, but I just thought we just let him know that we're on the right side of that.
Because he knows Hoffa went on national TV and endorsed you, in effect. And that makes Fitz nervous. He got very nervous after that happened, the issues and answers.
He felt that Meany was. Said it, but it felt that he didn't have the entree in the White House now that he did with the Democrat. Well, for Christ's sakes, we've got as much for George Meany as we should have considering the way he's kicked us around.
Well, more than he has any right to expect.
That's right. And by God, that's why we want to do more for this fall.
Yeah, exactly.
By God, have him around more.
Well,
have him to dinner. Anything you want?
I could tell the last time I talked to him the day that it was announced that you were having breakfast with him, and I could just
thought well, he should have something to do.
I could just read the tone of voice. He didn't say anything.
But yeah, but you know the reason we did it.
Sure.
We were ordered to do it. Matter of fact, commonly ordered. So we've got to do this. But I just want you to know that I was delighted to see him, and I think it was these labor guys are at least stimulating and interesting. They're probably crooked as hell.
Oh yeah.
But
no
question. But I'm not raising any questions. They're interested. These businessmen come in are spineless.
which is another, he just personally, he
thinks I'm basically a heart attack driver.
Well, it's a manliness that he
he feels that.
Yeah.
He knows, you know, he doesn't like an elitist, let's face it.
Yeah, sure does.
And he knows I'm no damn elitist, and yet he knows that I know what this damn score is.
He has the most colorful vocabulary. I noticed today it's very restraining to you. He didn't swear, but I've never had a kind of, I've never listened to it. When every other word is, fuck the old son of a bitch.
I thought it was funny. You know, you had it, there are other words I had, which it was the funniest thing. I sat there with my mouth open. I think George Shultz was even impressed.
I forgot the phrase.
See, he likes George Shultz.
Oh, yes, he does. He loves to play golf with him, so they've got a good.
That's one thing I will do. I think that I will do this one day. I'm just going to go out and play golf. Screw that. I'll play the golf with him, George Shultz. Yeah, maybe the three of us. That would be the damnedest thing ever. Maybe eight. If I play golf. He'd love that golf.
Oh.
Because I have played with him. Play with me.
Yeah, he wouldn't love that. He loves to play golf.
Big news out of it, but we want to have the people that are there.
That's right.
course, Philadelphia is the city where there's been the most heat on aid to parochial students as well. Cardinal Crowe, who's the head of the Council of Bishops, has been the leader in it, so it's just
a decision. We should, in this instance, give some advance information. Of course, you actually will, the Cardinal Cook.
Yeah.
Just call a few cardinals around this country and say the president is going to make this announcement. We'll appreciate your support.
So,
no, I agree. Mean, they got to step up to it. Say a mass every day.
Well, Tuesday afternoon, the Archdiocese press closes for the following Sunday.
Well, this will hit. This will hit before.
This is just perfect because they'll your previous statement, my God, that was the front page of every Catholic newspaper, the Catholic Standard, which goes through all the churches on Sunday.
So for 1 week, we trust the country will be a few days a weekend. Over Easter, anyway, the country is spared of politics. They need, you know, it's a funny thing.
If you're going to get a good dose of it, that yeah. Wisconsin primary,
that's fine. That
which is fine. It's somebody else's
that's
party.
Right. So what I have Teddy Kennedy will be around screwing around someplace. Bye, I'll be off the rest. And IGT will be forgotten for 10 days.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing happening there.
It's very interesting to know how little congressional mail there's been for them. I read this kind of thing on it. They're not getting all that damn excited about it yet. There's a problem.
We're not either. We're getting none here.
Did you get any mail at all?
Not even party workers. They're not getting it at the Republican National Committee.
Keep it going long enough, it will. That's what Teddy's figuring.
Clendeen said his talk with
tell us about
Eastland, and Eastland said he's absolutely committed to a total turnoff. He will not accept any compromise. He does not agree with any subcommittee activity.
A total turnoff.
And right. It will be turned off, period. Still believes he's got the Mansfield commitment. He expects to cash it.
Mansfield made a little more conciliatory statement today. Just like him. The Grand Union food chains today, Mr. President, announced
that,
where they announced a freeze for the next month of all meat. That's one of the larger.
Yeah,
it sure is, yeah.
But that's direct result of yesterday afternoon. That kind of thing builds.
Yeah. Start back the psychology of it.
That's right.
Look, but the commonly being lead on the three networks was one of the best things that happened to us last time.
And Grand Union is losing goddamn money. We don't know the price is going to go down anyway.
No, but you can start a psychology.
Sure.
This is going.
Right. Rose, did you see Julie on television this morning?
No, I didn't.
Well,
I come across her. Yeah. I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
But
I played it. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Well, all right. Okay. See you Monday. You have nothing else, Bob?
No, that's
Bob,
it.
Okay.
No, that's it.
So, sometimes people told me she was just great on it. changes a lot. Those little bonsai kind of trees are just beautiful.
Well, I didn't know they were real, but they are.
That's how I should have bought some of those over there. Yes, they're really, you have to really take care of that beautiful.
Are they taking care of them?
They know when they move them in and out to the sun and away.
Well, we hope they last a while.
I hope so. They don't die. Something like that stays green and gone free.
Four and six.